This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Goodness and grace at 7 after the hour on the Friday, December 20th DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the Dougster, with the Jennifer Horn, Jen Jen, Victoria Keelan, VK. Sounds like she'd be... But that sounds like a Star Wars, like a name of a Star Wars character, doesn't it?
I actually have a lot of friends who call me that, so...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, it's not a
big deal. You never told me that before, because I remember the first time I met you, I said, do you like Vicky? And you looked at me and said, no.
No.
She feels like Vicky like I feel like Jenny.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, Jenny and Vicky have stripper poles, and so
I'd say that
Victoria
you
and Jen do not.
Sound of your voice, you sound like you feel like somebody else's Yakabunga. All right, so you weren't around yesterday because you couldn't speak. You can't speak much better today. But before we send you back to the end zone, I wanted to get your take, and get it yesterday, on the whole business of where we are, the countdown to... I'm not even sure. Actually, my question is there something going on with Pelosi that nobody seems to know about? Because
yeah,
she seems...
That was the plot twist. And what was interesting, and it killed me not being here with you guys yesterday after we've been talking about impeachment for a year.
Sounds like you've been killed already.
So they did vote to impeach the president. He is impeached officially. That asterisk is by his name. But Nancy Pelosi, kind of at the last minute at a press conference, said, hey, maybe we're not going to turn over these articles of impeachment to the Senate. And if that's the case, then the Senate wouldn't even pick it up, and there wouldn't be a trial, and there wouldn't even be a chance that Trump is removed from office. A lot of people were surprised by that move, and a lot are saying, you talk so much about the Constitution and getting the president out because we couldn't leave him in for another year before the election, that now all of a sudden that urgency is gone, and you're not going to turn this over to the Senate because why? Is this political posturing, or is this something that you think maybe there's not enough evidence in the report that's being turned over? She says it's because she doesn't think that she's going to get a fair trial, or that the trial process will be fair. But that same argument could be made about what happened in the House when Democrats led. I don't know that the president would consider what he got from Democrats fair. They conducted a lot of the hearings behind closed doors. Republicans weren't allowed to call the witnesses that they wanted. They were given parameters on the questions they could ask. So it's kind of puzzling. I don't know why she's doing this other than, some sort of political gamesmanship, but I don't know how it comes out to help her, because even people in her own party are saying, hey, we want this to be expeditious. There are elections that we have to win in 2020. We want to get on with this. We don't want to hold it up forever. So Nancy Pelosi is still trying to be strong and say that unless she knows that the Senate will call witnesses, she's not going to hand over the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
So here's my read on this. After having listened to a lot of it in the car, I'm driving cross country, as you know, Jennifer, and I find myself on the Mississippi-Texas border at the moment and listening to people talk about it out in the hallway in the hotel, and sort of listening on to local radio programs, various cities that I've driven through. The thought came to me late yesterday afternoon that they've done some research. The Democrats have done some research, and it doesn't work well for them to do this in terms of the election. If they really are serious, they want to really put some candidate forth that has a chance, even some kind of chance, slim chance against Trump at the moment. If they do the impeachment go all the way, then they have less of a chance of winning unless they come up with some star out of the box, which doesn't look like they're going to, other than maybe Bloomberg changes the day, carries the day. But there's not a lot of excitement among Democratic voters, and there will be less excitement. I don't think it's that they fear that the people who are Democrats will vote for Trump. They'll just stay home, and they'll be upset with the Democrats because they created something that they couldn't finish. They can't. They've made a lot of noise, but they.
And is she worried about her own liberal? Is the question. Is she worried about losing control of the House, too?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Well, again, so all this becomes speculation. It's very interesting to see what's what. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, if there is a Senate trial, becomes the person who is in charge. It isn't McConnell, who is the what do they call him? Not the Speaker of the... He's the President of the... What
majority.
Is
he's the majority leader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But isn't there somebody... The leader of the Senate... Isn't just called the majority. Is he? What's he called?
Yeah.
Leader of the Senate.
Majority
Why am I
leader.
Blanking on that? All right. So anyway, and Trump, as usual, is out with his tweeting about the Senate and the House and moving along as he might. So what's different today, Victoria, in your mind from yesterday? And I wonder how much of what is different today is colored by last night's debate, the Democratic debate amongst the remaining presidential candidates. Well, the two most important, in my mind, the two most important and interesting characters weren't on the stage. They were not, and maybe you think there are some others in there, but I think Steyer and Bloomberg deserve a place at the table. And the
Steyer was there.
Oh, I didn't see. I thought he was. I thought their story earlier.
Because he's taking
there.
Money. Bloomberg will never, and this is unfortunate, and a problem with Bloomberg's strategy is that he'll never be at the table because he's not taking any private donations. And the way the DNC has the debate set up, one of the stipulations to make the debate is to have a certain number of unique donors.
To be crooked. I mean, that's really what donations are. And when they come in large, the huge donation, the way that Citizens United allowed the situation to change is you can get huge millions of dollars from one entity. And so that really, I think that encourages corruption on both sides, and they don't seem to get that. They don't seem to care about it. So, all right, I had forgotten that Steyer was supposed to be on the platform. But Bloomberg may be the most, maybe he figures he's strategized it. Maybe he figures he doesn't need to be on there. No, it's what
too
comes
bad because
really?
I think people do need to hear from him.
I do too.
You know, as a former New Yorker and who lived with him there, you know, while he was mayor, I really do. I wish people could hear from him.
Got a lot to offer.
He does. He really, really does. And yeah, it's unfortunate. It's I respect his strategy because he's using his own money, and I do respect that. But it's just unfortunate that. That the DNC has stupid rules that will prevent him from being heard.
Do the Republicans have the same
sad thing
rules,
is
by
that,
the way?
No, or, they're different. Remember, the Republicans always had 17 people on stage.
Yeah,
the Republican Party sets different rules for themselves. Just anybody who was running was eligible. And that's been a lot of the problem is they're saying that this is benefiting certain people from certain backgrounds and it's not benefiting others. But with Bloomberg, what is he known for? He's known for, in the middle of the country, he's known for sodas. And he's the mayor of New York. If he really wants to make a real run at this, he's going to have to get himself on a debate stage. And I respect what he's doing using his own money, but it's unfortunate. You can't win in New York and California alone.
Yeah, I know. But I think there's a lot of clutter there, Jennifer, at the moment. A lot of people are confused. In the middle of the country, all they know right now is that they don't like most of the candidates because they're way too liberal. They like Mayor Pete because he's speaking to ag issues. I think that's kind of how, and they like Joe Biden because he's been around for a long time and they trust him.
Everything that I've heard about last night's debate, I did not get to watch it, but everything I've heard that Joe Biden had a very strong showing last night. So did Amy Klobuchar, which is interesting because they're the two most moderate, and they're the two who really stood out the most in a smaller field last night.
You could see that as a ticket, even though they all say you got to have a woman of color or somebody of color on the ticket, that's a ticket that might make some noise.
Yeah, I was. Right. I think I'm definitely.
I quite like her.
Yeah,
actually.
I do too. And one of the things she said, that, you know, I'm just watching some updates from the debate, and I think I want to watch the full thing tonight because I didn't get a chance yesterday. Was she said you can be progressive and practical at the same time, and I think so many people look at someone like her and think, oh, she's not progressive enough because she's just, or they think she's boring because she's very practical. And as someone who's very practical myself, I find that appealing. I don't think that we all have to be crazy and out there in order to have interesting
ideas.
Okay,
let's take a vote here. Who thinks Kara's practical? Raise your hand,
Extremely
please.
Extremely practical.
Really? That's one vote. Jennifer?
I do.
Do you think that I'm not?
No, I think it's just funny that you said it. It struck me as amusing the way you said that.
I think we should be realistic about ourselves, and I don't think being practical is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
No, I don't think it is either. But you are progressive in your thinking in terms of politics, so it's interesting that you put them together like that.
But I feel the same exact way as Kara. I feel like in my heart, there are a lot of things that are progressive that are appealing to me, but I'm also kind of I'm a realist, and I don't live in a bubble, and I don't live, like, up in the clouds. No offense to your girlfriend, Marianne Williamson, but, you know, that I definitely have my feet very firmly planted in the ground, and so does Kara, and so does Jen, and I think all of us
do. You think
are like
I
that.
Don't? Do you think I do not have my feet
I
on the ground?
I just said all of us are like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to my girlfriend, Marianne Williamson. You've tried to get her on.
Your feet are on the ground, but you like women whose feet aren't.
Yeah. You kind of like to have, like, 1 foot off the ground because you're sort of tethered to someone who's, you know, up in the constellations.
One foot on the ground, another on a scooter.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm like Casey Kasem.
He's like half 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot on a moonbeam, you know, with Marianne Williamson.
What's the expression, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars? Isn't that Casey Kasem's old story?
Yeah.
That was his thing? Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know.
Jennifer, you feel better. You sound a little better, so if you want to stick around for a little bit. Well, we continue to appreciate your input here. Do you have to do the morning program on The Answer, or are you going to, what are you doing?
I do.
With that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's like, I do, so thanks. You don't read subtlety well.
Well, I don't know about that. I think sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
You know, her input is important here. It's 18 and change after the hour. You're listening to the Friday D, as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria program. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, per usual.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
23 after the hour.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Is there anybody, do you think, no matter what their age, that doesn't recognize this voice? Do you think there's anybody that doesn't know Tony Bennett?
Young kids don't.
Have yourself
Tony got a bit of festivity yesterday, unveiling an animated video for Tony's Holiday Yule Log on YouTube. Anybody see this? This must be cool. Kara, see if you can just take a quick wrinkle at it and see how cool it is. This guy is the coolest guy. What is he, 94 or something?
93.
93 years old. Yep, yep. 30 minutes of music on this YouTube thing. The mini special feature, brand new arrangements of the Christmas song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, with Bennett and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I was listening on Sirius yesterday to some stuff on the Beatles channel and the Elvis channel, and there was an Elvis Christmas song, I forget which one it was, that he did with a London Philharmonic. It doesn't even sound like Elvis. It really is fabulous. Those big orchestras, man, they add a lot. It's so much fun to hear them. Anyway, the other 10 tracks on this YouTube video that came from Tony Bennett yesterday, 3 original holiday albums, 1968 Snowfall, the Tony Bennett Christmas album, 2008's A Swingin' Christmas with the Count Basie Orchestra. Is that fabulous or what? You got to hear that. And from 2011, the classic Christmas album, depicting a dashing figure at 93, Bennett leaned over a glowing fireplace. The video uses original artwork created by Bennett. He's quite an artist, you know, quite a painter. He is selling things for the benefit of the American Cancer Society, their annual holiday card series to support cancer research. So, really, it's just cool. Guy's cool. And when I'm 93 or 94, I want to be that cool.
I love Yule log videos. I don't know why. Like, I went to a Hanukkah party over the weekend, and they had a one, and it's just like a fire in the background, and then a little dog and a little cat sitting in front, and they come in and out, and it's just super cute. So I like the idea of being able to have music playing, but also having the, like, fire in the background. I don't know.
Okay.
It's cute.
So all I can think of is the woman that I was dating back in the, Cooper. Not the dog. Remember Cooper, Jennifer?
Cooper, oh yeah, doctor. Yeah, of course.
So in her place, she had a screen in the fireplace with a fake fire going. Oh, yes.
What a nut.
Boy, Doug can pick them.
I had some characters over the years, no question about that. All right, so anyway. Next up on the musical billboard here, 26 after the hour in the DJV program, is Amy Winehouse. Didn't she sing some with Bennett? Why do I think
she did? She did. They had a duet. Yep.
Matter of fact. Here she's doing Body and Soul with Tony Bennett. So the news on Amy Winehouse, who was, you'll remember, a six-time Grammy winner. She'll be remembered with a special exhibition starting next month, showcasing her outfits, some of her personal items, some of which have never been presented in public. Starting in January, Beyond Black, the Style of Amy Winehouse, will be the first ever exhibit here in our country, featuring a collection of handwritten lyrics, journal entries, and other reflections. I never appreciated her when she was alive. Didn't get her. I didn't really kind of dig her whole thing. And then afterwards, she passed
Amy
away.
Winehouse fan.
I think
it's an age thing, too, because
maybe.
I mean, everybody I knew, when she came onto the scene, it was just an instant infatuation with her.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
I thought she was, once I heard her music, I thought she was fabulous. What a struggle she had in her life.
Yeah.
Among the pieces that'll be seen that were never seen before is a home video, an unearthed handwritten lyrics, stage costumes, a lot of outfits that she wore during the Grammy appearance, that sort of thing. She won 5 trophies that night. Remember, in 2008, Best Song of the Year, Best Record of the Year, Best Album of the Year. Many of the display items will go under the hammer at the auction house, Julian's Auction, in November of 2021. And the proceeds will benefit the Amy Winehouse Foundation, which was established when she died in 2011. She was only 27. She was one of those...
She's in the 27 club,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's not a club you want to be in, but, yeah.
No, not at all. Foundation works to prevent the effects of drug and alcohol abuse, and, you know, and they all died. Joplin died of it. Jimi Hendrix died of it. What's his face from Creedence, wasn't it? Who was it? Not Morrison died. It's a withdrawal drug overdose.
Kurt Cobain,
exactly. So, anyway, so good for the family, good for them. Interesting to remember her this way. Amy Winehouse on the DJV program at 29 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's final Democratic debate of the year in Los Angeles, six of the seven candidates on stage were targeting South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at times, slamming him for holding a high-end fundraiser at a California wine cave recently. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that billionaires in wine caves should not be picking the next president.
I said to anyone who wants to donate to me, if you want to donate to me, that's fine. But don't come around later expecting to be named ambassador.
Part of Mayor Pete's response?
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still an impasse on what the next steps in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will be. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Sing some more of that, Kara.
It's the holiday season. Yada-da-da-da-da.
And the brown one guy.
I don't know. In the middle of you singing it, I said, here we go. So
here we go.
What do you think my answer is? Probably
it's
not.
34 after the hour. I don't want the answer, actually. 34 passed on Friday, December the 20th, 5 days away from Christmas, 4 days away from Christmas Eve. We will be here on Monday to help you celebrate and bring in. It's really kind of officially Christmas season when you start the week, right, with the old. It's and the traffic, my God. I said this to a couple of friends. I was on the phone yesterday. I spent 2.5 hours getting around Atlanta, not going through Atlanta yesterday morning. And then when I was getting into, I forget where the heck I was last night. I was in, it was Meridian, Mississippi. And there was a 20-mile backup on the eastbound lane because some truck had overturned, and you know they don't know how to get the stuff out of the way in a hurry for whatever the reason. So the traffic, imagine how many people.
Was it weather
thousands.
Related?
No, it was a beautiful day.
Because in Pennsylvania, they had a 30-car pileup and it was because of bad weather.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if it was spicy
roads
or something.
No, the weather here was nice. It was high 50s. It was beautiful yesterday. It was easy to drive, bopping along, but you get into these, and I said this, I think, yesterday, my observation, it's been since February of 2015 that I've taken this, I haven't traveled cross country. I used to drive it every year with Charlotte, and now, you know, when she passed away, I stopped doing it, and then now I'm bringing Daisy with me, and I'm going to bring a car out there and just kind of leave it, but it's so different. Traveling, it is, and I'm taking a different route. I usually, every time I'd go a different way. But my pal Bob arranged this. This is sort of the victory, the victory lap. And it's, these cities are incredibly, it was in the morning, late morning when I was going through Atlanta. It wasn't like it was drive time or anything. And there were just traffic on then road works. Oh my God, it's everywhere. And so I'm just thinking about what the traffic going to be. And so when I was talking to somebody about it, they said, oh, no, it's the Christmas rush. It isn't the Christmas rush yet. The Christmas maybe over the weekend, but people still work through because next week is the vacation week. The second most vacation week of the year is Christmas. First is 4th of July and Labor Day is the 3rd. I think I told you that the other day. And so, you know, you're wondering where all these people are going, where all these cars come from, the trucks. What it does is signal a pretty healthy economy. You don't look at the cars so much as you look at the trucks. I'm talking about miles and miles and miles of trucks backed up on this interstate. It was Interstate 20. It just, and I'm looking at the numbers, how many people are supposed to be traveling for the holiday season in terms of flying. You got that update, Victoria. How many, what are we looking at for numbers here?
Yeah, they say that this just came out yesterday. If you're flying anytime during this holiday season, arrive extra early at the airport because the TSA estimates that it will screen 42 million passengers at airport security checkpoints between yesterday and January 5th. So it goes from December 19th until January 5th. That's officially the holiday season of travel. And Airlines for America, which is a trade organization, thinks that even more travelers than 42 million will be passing through. They estimate 47.5 million. And so they say to keep things flying smoothly during the holidays, airlines are adding 884 flights per day to their schedules. So if you're flying on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or New Year's Eve, you're in luck. Airlines for America says those will actually be the lightest travel days. So that's a good thing. Get out on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or New Year's Eve. If those are your plans, then you're in luck. That's actually the best thing to do.
I had to travel during that season. I would always fly on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve. You're right. That's New Year's Day is not a great day to fly, but you can always find lots of seats. I just made my reservation to go back the first week of January and go back to the East Coast for a few days. And it's interesting to see where the prices are and the flights have changed. It's really interesting to see how this stuff changes and how now they are so sensitive to times and to numbers of people that are flying. They really have that down. Interesting also, Victoria, the same group has done a survey asking 6,500 business travelers what the best and therefore the worst airlines are to travel, especially long haul. Guess what airline came out number one?
I don't know. JetBlue, probably?
The worst, I should.
Oh,
I
the
should
worst.
Do it.
Oh.
Backwards. Yeah.
Don't know. Spirit?
No. I was surprised. Well, business travelers don't even travel on Spirit, so.
Oh,
I think
business.
Probably, yeah, it doesn't know.
That would be one of the bigger ones then, like United or American, I would guess.
American. American Airlines has been rated the worst airline for long-haul flights, and also in America, in terms of international British Airways, travelers say that British Airways, and it used to be
British Airways. I used to have a good experience on British Airways.
Yeah, but they've been bought out by some company, and they're just doing the same rat-ass stuff that American is doing. They're taking they bought a whole bunch of planes that had the entertainment devices in the seats. So now they're taking them out because it cost them too much money to keep them to instead. These people even think they're going to take them out because it costs too much money to maintain them. And and the BS that they're giving the passengers is, well, everybody has their own device. No.
Yeah, that's what they like to say. United does that, and it drives me crazy. And they say, oh, well, we know that you really want your freedom to watch whatever you can. It's like, well, yeah, that's fine, but I'd also like the freedom to have Wi-Fi that works so I can watch my device.
And I also like the freedom to get in and out of my seat. If I'm on the inside seat and I want to get out and somebody's got the tray out and they're watching something, you got to climb over that, climb over the wires. It's damnable, and they deserve every bit of bad publicity. You know, I fly them all the time because I have so many miles and I can get an upgrade pretty easily. But they don't get it. The guy who runs it doesn't get it. He's not a service guy. He's a bean counter. And then, as a result of American Airlines named the worst, they only got a score of 40 out of 100. And their response to that was, American Airlines takes customer feedback seriously.
Yeah, right.
We were disappointed to see the findings of the survey. Hello. We recognize there's always room for improvement. We'll continue to strive to deliver an excellent service.
It's like so cookie cutter, that answer.
It's just crap.
And, you know, American, I think, every year has the worst record for losing luggage, too. So
I'm not sure.
Everyone I know, including myself.
Delta and United are pretty good at losing luggage.
Every single time I've only lost luggage with one airline, and it's American, and it's been numerous times that they've lost my luggage. And everyone I know, when you look at social media, it just seems like everyone who has lost luggage is with American.
It's interesting that, of the short-haul airlines, Ryanair was the worst.
Oh, that's abominable. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is like flying what I would imagine to be like a bad commercial airline from World War II.
I would never do it again.
That's how I would describe Ryanair.
Going from England to Rome, I think I took Ryanair. I would never do it. Never,
ever. I've done it numerous times between England and Ireland. It's horrible.
Yeah. They really, and it's an Irish airline, too, by the way.
It is. It's horrible.
Yep. Anyway, the response was that... this is a statement that came from the airline group. Year after year, the same culprits continue to sink to new lows. There is a choice. You don't have to keep booking with an airline that has let you down, or one that you have loved.
That's what Ryanair said?
No, that's what the airline group said that did the survey.
Oh, the group. Okay.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile,
who else was on that list of the worst?
It's the usual, it's like doing the sewer drain. It's a rush to the bottom. Delta, most of the American airlines didn't do well at all. The one that did best, if you want to put a positive spin on it, Singapore Airlines did the best. And Emirates and Virgin Atlantic, those were the top three.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
No, not at all. No, because they get it. Today is Holly Day. I said we were talking about this, and I was singing a little during the break at the bottom, and Kara was, as usual, chastising my singing. So I thought, well, we'll have a little Holly Day. It is today, Holly Day, the evergreen plant that is associated with Christmas. How many of you have it in a wreath that you've got on your front door or maybe a bough? How many people put wreaths or boughs on their car or truck or whatever they drive around in? It's kind of cool to do that. It sets the standard for the season. Before being connected to Christmas, though, holly had a lot of other associations, been used in winter decorations since ancient times, identified with the winter solstice, the festivals that happen at the, before there was Christmas, there was just the beginning of winter on the 21st of December. When is the 21st? Tomorrow, right? Is tomorrow the first day of winter? Yeah, tomorrow's the first day of winter. In Norse mythology, associated with Thor, was grown around the home as a way to prevent lightning strikes. That's pretty interesting. Used in the Roman festival of Saturnalia, which was dedicated to Saturn, the god of agriculture, creation, and time. The festival celebrated the darkest time of the year, but also the movement toward the time of sunshine and spring. Remember, tomorrow will be the shortest day in terms of light of the year. I'm reminded of the story that I remember talking about this last month. Remember, we were talking about Barrow, Alaska, where this program is heard, and they won't see. That was, I think it was it November 30th or something, was the last time they'd see any light until, I think, February 3rd. You know, 2 months of dark, complete, total darkness. And so then, you know, we kind of, I think once you get over the New Year's hump, for me anyway, I always order my seeds for the garden, and this sort of, and you think about Valentine's Day, so it really isn't as difficult, it isn't as horrible until you actually live in the weather that a lot of people have to, sometimes 4 months. December's been a horrible weather month, good God. Hasn't it? I mean, look around. The weather, even
it's
if it
been all over
cold,
the place, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway, holly represented new growth and eternal life originally. Fresh in the air, it smells good. Don't you like the smell of holly?
I
kind of like it.
I actually think freshness. Holly has a smell.
I thought it did have a little bit of a smell. Believed to have magical properties, though. When Christianity was developed, two main countries embracing the continued use of this kind of greenery, holly as decorations, were England and Germany. Holly came to have a Christian meaning. The prickly leaves came to represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore while he was crucified, and the berries represented the drops of blood the thorns caused. So there's a lot of really ancient, nice tradition to holly. I wonder when it first was developed. You think about that. How do these things first? It's like a lot of other things that are so fantastic when you really get down to it. Where did it come from? Where did the first seed get implanted, and where did this stuff grow? And that, I mean, think about that a little bit. Not much. Don't spend too much time thinking about it. It's okay. Television and the related conversation, Opry Entertainment is going to be available
Opry.
In Holmes Cross.
The Opry, Opry. Grand Ole Opry.
I call it the Opry, Grand Ole Opry.
No,
want
you
to
don't.
Well, come on.
No, you don't.
You don't, because I said it about one time, and everybody made fun of me for it. So.
Okay, all right. All right, so we're talking
the
about
Opry.
The Grand Ole Opry, yes. Anyway, they're going to make it available in homes across the U.S. With Circle, a new network offering more than a dozen original programs from the Grand Ole Opry. Part of the launch, it's going to re-air Hee-Haw. I remember once a year or so ago we talked about this. Neither one of you knew what Hee-Haw was, right? You don't remember what Hee-Haw was. It's a silly, really silly comedy show with all kinds of country music in it. It was in the 70s, ran from the early 70s to the late 90s. As Roy Clark was the host of it, and there were all these crazy, funny people. It was just fun. So they're going to start the 1st of January with a cable network featuring 16 original shows, and then their streaming premium service will have other things in the spring. The station is expected to be available in 50% of the country. Circle will be available on gray television stations in 56 markets. These are all independent stations that don't have network connections necessarily. The programs include Opry Live, Backstage at the Opry, Fandom, Bluebird Cafe Session. I bet this would be kind of fun. A lot of country stars will host their own shows. Craig Morgan is hosting a new series called Craig's World, where he navigates the music world along with his business and his family. I don't know who Natalie Stovall is. Do you take part in Southern Weekend, a program called Southern Weekend? She highlights.
I do not, but
Southern
I'm sure
living.
She's popular if they're highlighting
yeah.
her as
yeah, right.
you know, one of the stars.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what do we have for television tonight and over the weekend that you've seen that intrigues you, Victoria?
Well, tonight is the what I'll be watching is the Global Citizen Prize, and that's on NBC tonight. And lots of great music from John Legend and Chris Martin and Sting and Her and Stormzy and lots of really great acts. And that's all coming from the Royal Albert Hall, which is just an iconic venue in London. And that's on NBC tonight at 8 p.m. If you're not into music, then you can celebrate the life of Marvel's Stan Lee on ABC at 8 p.m. Stars the Marvel Universe assemble to celebrate the life and luminous legacy of Stan Lee. Of course, he created so many of the characters that everyone loves. And speaking of loving people, I Love Lucy has a brand new special tonight. This is where Jennifer will be. CBS 8 p.m. It's a new one-hour special featuring two back-to-back colorized episodes of classic I Love Lucy episodes. And also, if you're into SVU, there are two back-to-back brand new Law & Order SVU episodes starting 8 p.m. on USA Tonight.
Huh. All right. There you go. The television, we all enjoy a little spare time in front of the TV, don't we? 10 before the hour.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Our job here, Victoria, is for you to go through the top five items from the world of technology this past week, and we'll figure out how it impacts all of us. I think the first one, number five, from the far side, is quite entertaining. And now that it's online, what's the scoop?
Yeah, a lot more people will get to experience the Far Side to mark the 40th anniversary of the iconic comic strip, The Far Side. They actually now, finally, after many, many years, they have a website. It's thefarside.com. And so this was a syndicated cartoon from 1980 to 1995. It was created and still is written by Gary Larson. And so he will be posting new comics in the year 2020. And he has been reluctant to go online, but essentially there were so many unauthorized websites really run just by fans, but he had to kind of go after all of them because they were copyright infringement. They were using his stuff without permission. So now he has all of the control, and he's hoping that by having this new website that it will temper the impulses of the infringement inclined, is how he says it. And so he's got more security and things like that, so online cybersecurity. So he said he's happy now to be online, but he said he's also a little bit nervous about it. But it'll be a fun place for people to go and read some of the archives and to see some new cartoons from the Far Side.
Why do you suppose he'd be concerned about it? It's very popular. I'm sure he'd do very well with it.
I think it's going to do great, actually, yeah.
Right, exactly. Number four is a focus on e-bikes. and what's going to be selling well in the next 10 years or so.
The next decade is predicted to be defined by a revolution of battery-powered transportation, whether it's an electric car, electric bike, electric scooter. But Deloitte, which has just released their annual technology, media, and telecommunications predictions, they expect 130 million e-bikes to be sold between 2020 and 2023 wow. in the U.S. alone. Now, that's a huge, huge number. Of course, you know, e-bike sales in cities have been increasing pretty rapidly. This is not something that they expect will be taking place in more urban suburban areas. This is more for cities and suburbs. They said e-bike sales jumped 91% between 2016 and 2017, and then another 72% from 2017 to 2018. It reached $143 million in sales, and it's only expected to just keep getting bigger and bigger. So look to see lots more of the e-bikes on the roads.
There you go. Number three, Apple has some news for you.
Apple News, which is their news service, they have locked down a deal with ABC News to provide live coverage of the upcoming 2020 presidential election, as well as future primary and general debates. The announcement comes only a few days after the DNC said that it would be participating and partnering with Apple News for its February 7th, 2020 debate in New Hampshire. That's going to be a big one. Apple's collaboration with ABC News is expected to roll out at that same time, so users will be able to access video clips and live streams of the debate, along with 2020 election coverage, which will be big. Now, Apple is not just partnering with ABC News. In the past, they've already partnered with Fox News, Vox Media, and Axios to cover the 2018 midterms. So this is just part of their expansion into, I think, more to make themselves a little more of a legitimate and organized news place and a source for people to use, which I think is great.
So many sources. Where do you go for the real story?
Well, and that's exactly what their point is. They really want it to be, it's not opinion-based. This is just factual news coverage, live streams, things like that. So you're not going to hear talking heads.
Thank you.
You're just going to be actually seeing whatever's happening is happening.
All right, this number two story is really pretty spooky, actually. Listen to this carefully.
Yeah, if you have a Ring or a Nest cam, listen up, because this is the kind of stuff that we're hearing more and more of. So obviously home security cameras are supposed to give you peace of mind, surveil your property, allow you to see who's coming to your front door, things like that. But this one family, the LeMay family, have gone public with pretty much what their Ring camera story has become a nightmare. Ashley LeMay bought a Ring security camera during a Black Friday sale for the bedroom where all three of her daughters sleep, and the camera allowed her to watch her girls, speak to them through her smartphone while she worked night shifts, and someone hacked into it, and a man's voice said to the girls, "I'm your best friend, I'm Santa Claus," and their 8-year-old daughter screamed, obviously was completely shaken up by this. And the whole reason this happened, this is not a breach of security on Ring's part, it's because they obviously used the same username and password that they've used on other online accounts. It's just, you have to stop doing this. People more and more are going to learn about it.
All right, number one, the FCC and a new suicide hotline.
Yep, new suicide hotline will be released next year. It's going to be 988, just like 911, but this will connect you directly to the country's nationwide suicide hotline, 988.
Only for people who are on suicide watch, yep. All right, good list. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, here at 59 past the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.